The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
Hi, this is attorney Jeffrey Meldon. On our Law Talk Live radio show, we're going to highlight some of the incredible guests that we've had on our Meldon Law and Friends podcast as we approach our 150th episode. Many of our loyal listeners from Law Talk Live may not know about our podcast, which airs on Facebook Live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. from Spurrier's Gridiron Grill in Gainesville, Florida. And we bring on guests from all over North Central Florida and beyond. Stay tuned to listen to the following interview from one of our amazing guests and head on over to our Facebook page and hit the like button so you do not miss any of our upcoming shows. For more information on our podcast, please give us a call at 352-373-8000 or visit our website at meldonlaw.com.
This is Kerry Meldon. I'm actually a special guest appearing on behalf of my father, Jeffrey Meldon, who started the podcast in 2020. So we have a great guest this afternoon, a gentleman by the name of Lot Bullock. We're going to go to a break, and then we'll come back with our guest, Lot Bullock. He's sitting here on my right, and we're going to talk some fun stuff.
Meldon Law has been serving personal injury victims since 1971. In those days, Jeffrey Meldon's presence as an attorney in the music scene dubbed him with the nickname, the Hippie Attorney. And although times have changed, two things haven't. Our commitment to bettering our community by helping the injured.
Albert, are you ready to go to the game?
And our love for the Florida Gators.
If you bleed orange and blue, Meldon Law is the firm for you.
Jeffrey, what are you doing?
Well, I'm joining the band, of course. Since Meldon Law is the official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, I want to help.
Dad, we're litigators. Let's stick to helping people in the courtroom.
Well, can we still hang out and jam a little bit?
At Meldon Law, we won't back down.
I was going down a one-way street, and a girl that was driving her car T-boned me on my scooter. I ended up going for an MRI and discovering that I had two herniated discs. Coming to Kerry allowed me to not have to worry about what doctor I was going to see or what physical therapist I had to go to. They say, these are the people we trust. You're going to have a great experience there, and I honestly did each time.
Call Meldon Law. Your consultation is absolutely free.
I was driving behind a lady, and very suddenly she moved out of the way. There was a log laying in the road, and when I hit my brakes, I went on top of the log. I had two herniated discs. I just haven't been the same since. Jeffrey Meldon fought for me all the way. Him and his team really went there for me. Throughout the whole lawsuit, he made sure that my bills was paid. It was never no whenever I called him and asked him for something.
Call Meldon Law right now.
And I was in an accident. Someone ran red light and hit me, and I was hurt. You don't know where to turn. Luckily, I called Jeffrey. These big insurance companies, they don't want you to win. They truly don't. But Jeffrey and his firm and the people that work here, they just really fight for you. You call the law offices of Jeffrey Meldon because you're going to need help, and they will help you.
Call Meldon Law right now.
Hey, Sammy, look who's there. Say hi.
Hey.
You again.
Meldon Law, Jeffrey speaking.
Jeffrey!
Somebody hit us.
Here we go again.
We're back here at Meldon Law and Friends. We got a good friend here today and a coworker, a team member Recently joined the Meldon Law team. Law Bullock, welcome to the squad here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, Law is a really interesting fella. He's a talented trial lawyer. I'm proud to say he's not scared to fight for our clients. And honestly, I can tell you right now, based upon what his reputation is in the community, he's been a great addition to the Meldon Law and Friends. And we hope to have him win some cases in the near future. I think I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen. So without further ado, we want to get into a few basic questions first. Lot, why don't you just introduce yourself to the audience out there? Tell them a little bit about yourself, how you became a lawyer, and what brought you to where you are today.
Kind of a funny story. I never really thought I'd be a lawyer. So from Williston, been there forever. Family's been there for generations. I think my little cousins are seventh generation right there in that community. Mm-hmm. Puts me at sixth. Don't have kids yet, so we're still lingering at six here. Went to school there. Went to high school there. Went to ABAC for a year up in Georgia Ag College.
Okay.
Always kind of thought we'd be I always thought I'd do an ag job. I always thought I'd be a farmer or something close to that, right? Mm-hmm. Didn't really like it up there as a community college. Not at the time it was a community college. It basically was kind of a suitcase college. Everybody went home on the weekends, this or that. I hear they've done a lot more since then. I think it's, I have lots of friends who enjoyed it up there, but I just wanted to be back home, right?
Right.
Came back to Santa Fe for a year. After that, got my undergrad at UF, food and resource economics. It's basically replaced ag business, right, or ag economics.
Were you an AGR fraternity member?
Absolutely. I was there from 2012 to... I don't know when I faded out of that. I stayed in grad school long enough.
I may have lectured in front of you one day about the University of Florida student conduct and conflict resolution. Cause I went through, I think I was there in 2010 or 2012, probably before your time. I was lecturing on how to stay out of trouble at UF. But so you went to UF, you joined AGR. AGR is the farmers fraternity for lack of a better.
That's it.
Yep. And so, and then what happened after that?
Stayed there for a while, ended up in getting a 4+1 degree. So basically for ag business, right? So you do your fourth year of your undergrad is the same as your first year of your master's program. So I was able to get that master's program or master's degree in just 1 year of the program, really, just because those overlapped for the year. Finished that and really didn't know what I was going to do. I was working out there at Chiefland Farm Supply, selling feed at the time.
Okay.
And I was kind of trying to figure out what to do with my life. My brother had taken the LSAT, my older brother, and he's like, why don't you take it just to see how you do? Just see what happens, right? Mm-hmm. And I was kind of skeptical. I kind of went in there blind, took it. He did a little bit better than me, and that made me mad. So, a little bit of brotherly competition,
right?
So I ended up taking it again, did really well. And I only applied to one school for the most part. I sent out a couple others that I wasn't really serious about, but I got accepted everywhere. But, frankly, if I couldn't go to UF, I wasn't going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Got in, started in 2015. So,
wow.
Yep, and we were there for 3 years. I bounced around a bunch of different law, different areas of law, trying to figure out what in the world I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
The first summer, I worked for Marty Smith down in Ocala. I don't know if you know him or not, but
okay.
That was kind of a family connection. There are a bunch of farmers here locally, too, right? Mm-hmm. So families did cows. They did them with the Smiths. And then Mr. Marty said, hey, I got to practice doing civil work down in Ocala. Come down to Ocala. I did that for 1 year. One summer that they dealt mostly with at the time, obviously represents a bunch of farmers down South Florida, but he also was doing some work with nursing homes at the time. That's what I was able to work on a little bit then. Did that for a summer. To be honest with you, I wasn't real excited about it. I spent a lot of time in a cubicle, doing stuff, but they were very good to me there. Mm-hmm. Not complaining about the opportunity, just I didn't think that one was for me, right?
Right.
So then the following year I did, what did I do next? Let me think here. I went to work for the county. I worked for Levy County under Miss Annie Brown.
Okay.
Back when she was the county attorney. Kind of the same thing there. Like I said, great opportunity, but, wasn't real thrilled with it. Also interned with the public defender's
office. What were you doing with the county's office?
just whatever they had. At the time, that's when all the marijuana laws were changing. She had me looking into all that about where you could do dispensaries and this, that, and
gotcha.
The other. They also had a big deal going on with the Ten Commandments. They put the Ten Commandments up in front of the courthouse.
I remember that.
That was a big stink. So yeah. We did a lot of legal research about that.
Well, the Ten Commandments are the original laws. As a lawyer,
original law.
Yeah, if you follow the Ten Commandments, you're probably going to be okay.
Well, right, but it wasn't those folks that were upset. It was the folks that didn't want to. They wanted to put up a bench, and that became a whole issue. They wanted either the Ten Commandments down, or they wanted to put up this bench, and it was a big back and forth between two different groups there.
I'm sure there were separation of church and state arguments and all that.
Lots of them. There was a ton. It was a lot. But in the midst of all that, Judge Smith, Joe Smith from Levy County back in the day, he reached out to me. He said, "Lot, I don't care what you end up doing, but promise me that you'll try to work for the state."
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Just spend one summer doing it." He's like, if you don't like it, I'll never bother you about it again.
Right.
He said, "I don't care if it's state attorney or public defender." So, well, all right. Kind of threw my name in the hat there and ended up at the public defender's office. Spent that summer there. The following little period after that, I tried the family law clinic. So I did that for a year and ended up coming back to the public defender's office. Ended up working for Mike Graves down in the Fifth Circuit. So that's where we started.
and so you really enjoyed, I know you enjoyed your time working at the public defender's office. For the listeners out there that may not be familiar with the legal system, the public defender's office was it's not an old institution. I think it came about probably in the late 60s, early 70s, right?
66 or 68 when that ruling came out.
When Gideon V. Wainwright created the right to counsel, and it was constitutionally protected, and that means you get appointed counsel. And the public defender's office is a very under appreciated office, because what it does is it really is the only way that our laws and our constitution could be upheld against unbridled power. I always tell people when they say about, well, the police are putting their lives on the line, I say, you know what, the police are putting their lives on the line, and God bless them. But the same constitution that gave them power in Article 3 is the same constitution that gives people a right to a jury trial and a right to be presumed innocent. And, you know, we got to respect the four corners of the document, not just parts, pick and choose parts of it. And I think we're guilty of that, especially in this day and age. You got First Amendment rights being mitigated while you got Second Amendment rights getting pushed through, and all of a sudden we're like, okay, the Bill of the Right, I mean, are the Bill of Rights the Bill of Rights, or which ones are important, which ones aren't? But I don't want to interrupt too much. The fact is that the public defender's office is an incredible opportunity, because you get to hear stories about people that you may not have, grown up with, or you get to put yourself in another person's situation a little bit. It's what are they saying? To kill a mockingbird, you've never really, you have to walk in someone else's skin to understand where they're coming from. And that's really difficult to do. So, I think that it's commendable you spent time there. And it's something that you felt like you were very good at and you were passionate about, right?
Absolutely. I loved it. You talk about how, the necessity there, the right to have it. But frankly, they're also overworked and understaffed, right? I covered almost 1,000 cases in the year that I was with Mr. Graves' office.
That's a lot.
And I was working, every day. I was working long days every day.
Mm-hmm.
Did that for almost a year. During that time, I was still able to squeeze in some trials, right? I did really well. Mr. Graves took care of me. He moved me up quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to go home. So that's why, I was driving almost an hour to work. I already had a house in Williston. I wasn't gonna stay down there, right?
Right.
And they knew that when I came in. And, whenever I left, on great terms, he's offered to take me back several times. But, like I said, I was trying to get home. So I came back up to Gainesville and started there with Ms. Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Continue that for a few more years.
Stacy Scott, the public defender in the 8th Judicial Circuit.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And so we continued that path and, had some good trials here. At least here it was a little bit better case file-wise, right? I was able to, get into an office where, ended up having, 100 and some odd cases at a time as opposed to, 300.
Right.
It just, it was one of those things where, they had trouble keeping somebody, enough attorneys on staff down in Sumter County. I mean, mm-hmm. They had, one attorney where they should have had two or three.
Right.
And that was not, nobody's fault except for just,
You know, the funny joke is, this is the funny joke. If you really know the system, and I was a prosecutor for 4 years in Daytona. I practiced criminal defense for, I'll still do it if the money is right. You know, the fee is high enough, I'll do it. I'm doing civil now. I'm doing more auto accident PI cases, but, I love doing criminal defense. I did that for, probably 11 years. And I can tell you, you know, you heard these terms like public pretender or they're not a real attorney. There's a lot of public defenders I would rather have represent me than so-called private attorneys that have never stepped into a courtroom, that don't understand the constitutional protections, that don't understand how to select a jury, that end up quivering in front of a public audience and end up, you know, losing the case simply because they don't have the experience and the backbone to do what's right. And when you're working as an assistant public defender, you have to have backbone, you have to know the rules of evidence, you have to know the rules of law, you have to deal with client control. There's so many skills that you learn in that office that you don't get to exercise anywhere else.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I know very few people that have had the trial time that I've had just mm-hmm. because of that experience.
Absolutely.
Right? We're getting a trial about every month, you know, and outside of COVID. I mean, that was mm-hmm. a little period of it, but, you know, sometimes multiple in a month, right? And we've plenty of time to just crank them out and had a lot of success too, right?
That's great. I mean, you know how hard it is to win a trial, especially when you're picking up the file, you know, a week before and you're moving it. Yep.
So that's where I got to know Yolanda, right? So me and her picked up a bunch of them together.
So Yolanda, for those of y'all that aren't familiar with our law firm, is a dynamic young attorney with Meldon Law. Yolanda Means, she is a rock star, and when she walks into a courtroom, she knows the bailiff, she knows the JA, she knows the judge.
Everybody.
She knows everybody in Gainesville. So between Lott Bullock and Williston and Yolanda Means in Gainesville, we've got pretty much Alachua sure. County on lockdown and Levy County too. But so you and Yolanda worked a lot in the Gainesville office under Stacy Scott. Trying cases and
absolutely. And I remember we had a real funny one out of Archer, but I don't know how much I can say about that.
Give us a little bit of a tease here then.
So we had a guy initially came in charged with attempted murder, right? Ran over a significant other, and she comes to me and she says, "Hey, I know you spend a lot of time in Archer." She's like, "The restaurant there in town, they won't give us the video mm-hmm. of it. It all happened right here in front of this restaurant." I mm-hmm. said, "Listen, I know the man owns that restaurant. Like, we'll go up there and talk to him." I said, "He'll give it to you." And we go up there, and he's like, "It doesn't exist."
You're right.
And we have, you know, just police record on police record on police record saying it happened right there. So he ends up giving us this video where it's just nothing. It's just his parking lot all night.
Wow.
And so then it come to find out, we ended up walking this one all the way to the door. We ended up not even having to have the trial, but it started with attempted murder,
wow.
aggravated battery. Domestic battery, right? Yeah. And we get to the door and we're like, you know, a deposition before all this, it comes out that the victim had been on a variety of drugs and alcohol and whatever mm-hmm. else. And I don't know what happened, what didn't happen, but I can tell you this. It certainly didn't happen where she said, when she said, or how she said, or it would have been on that video.
It would have been on that video. Video tells 1,000 words, right?
Oh, yeah.
The videos are, we have a lot of cases now with videos, body cams, and car videos. And whenever I have a client that wants to know how it's going to go in trial, I say, "Why don't you come into my office? We'll watch the video together. And we'll sit there across and we'll watch the video."
Very revealing.
And then afterwards we'll be like, "Well, what do you want to do?" Because I think I'm pretty persuasive. I like to think I'm likable. I can make some arguments. But that is going to come in. So no matter what I say, that video is playing. And then speaking of, Yolanda, we also have another attorney that has just, he still can dabble in the criminal field, Ian Pickens. Who's working in our PI department. He's running he's the managing attorney in our Ocala office. And he's been with us for, almost 6 years now. I hired him when I was a defense lawyer and he was a prosecutor in Ocala, and it was the only reasonable one that would work with me. So I said, "Why don't you come on my side?" But, But you and my understanding is you and Ian went hunting this past weekend.
Oh, yeah. We went and tried to get a turkey. We weren't real lucky, but I'm going to try to take him again. He was driving to Georgia to shoot turkeys a few weeks ago. When I was talking to him, I was like, why are you doing that? And we can go right there in Williston.
So you guys didn't get any shots off, huh?
No. We had a couple of hens on us, but we never even got nothing that was legal in sight. So.
Wow.
One of those days.
Well, Ian says that when we hired him, he comes from a long lineage too. He comes from the Pickens family, which Colonel Pickens up in South Carolina. There's actually where Clemson is. That county's right. Named after him. He was a very famous Confederate soldier in the Civil War. But Pickens, I think he's throughout Florida, Flagler near Palatka. So between Yolanda and Lawton and Ian. We've got a lot of generations of people
right
in North Central Florida. But regardless, he was telling me he was a country lawyer until we found out we hired Lot. And he's like, well, Lot's out countries me by a mile, so I'm no longer the law firm's country lawyer. So you got him beat in that department.
One of few around here that dog hunts, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So, but I'm glad that you guys got out there and had a good time regardless and a little bit closer than Georgia.
Absolutely.
But, you know, so we got some, you know, the funny part about the profession that we're in is that it doesn't matter what your race, creed, color, sex is, you know, if you're a trial attorney, you recognize another trial attorney that, you know, you got to be a little bit fearless. You got to be a little bit crazy. It's a contradiction, because you have to be insecure enough to always want to work on those cases.
Absolutely.
Because you know there's always work to be done, but you also have to be confident enough to be able to walk in and deliver when the base is loaded and it's 3-2 count. You got to hit the home run, right?
Well, it's funny the way I describe it to a lot of my friends. Are like, what do you like about trials? Like, that seems like, you know, you got to put yourself out there. It's like the anxiety.
Yeah.
People are like, anxiety, what do you mean? I was like, well, you know, I'll spend a week, 2 weeks stressing about, you know, I try to think through every argument that I can, because I don't want to be caught off guard, right? But you also got to be willing to present that to six people you've never met before, right?
Yep.
So it's just there's a lot of anxiety there. And like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if there's such thing as a healthy anxiety, but like, I live for it. I love it.
You know, and you're exactly right. I don't know if I've ever told this story before, but the moment I knew I was going to be a trial lawyer, not just because I didn't know what kind of lawyer I was going to be. I came from a family of trial lawyers, but I was looking at some other stuff, opportunities too, maybe in-house counsel. I don't know what I was going to do. Maybe get a law degree and be a businessman, but I walked into the LSATs. You're talking about the LSATs earlier. LSATs are the admission entry test for college graduates that may want to go to law school. And when I was doing it, it was probably 2000. It was 22 years ago. Everybody did it in person. There was none of this computer junk. You had a piece of paper. You had your pencil.
And you
filled it out. And I walked in, I sat down, everybody started getting nervous, I was ready to go. I look over and there's a person throwing up on the end of the table. I mean, vomiting, like, profusely. And I'm like, I feel fine. I was like, I know I'm ready to go. And at that point, I knew that when I wasn't nervous going through those exams or the bar exams and all that stuff. And it's like you said, you kind of get focused in, you get that nervous excitement, that anxiety where you're like, you're ready to go. And
absolutely.
You know, for whatever, however much time it is, there's nowhere else where you're going to be. So you make yourself comfortable and you have some, you tell the best, you have an opportunity to basically, I mean, here's the secret about trial lawyers. We're also a little bit egotistical, because for about a week, people have to listen to us speak, which, you know, at home, you don't get, I don't know about you, but my girlfriend ain't listening to me all the time at home like the jury has to for a week.
I'll talk to anything that'll sit still long enough to have a conversation.
That's the truth.
I got a buddy, Josh. He said, we drove to Palatka to pick up a dog one time. He said, Lot. So the easiest thing, all I had to do was acknowledge that you were talking, and you just keep talking.
Yep, you got it. And so, you know, so Lot, I think the time is just running quickly, but I want to talk a little bit about this festival that you're going to be at upcoming in Williston. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it, the Making Bacon?
I don't know a whole lot about it, to be honest. I'm pretty excited to get to know a little bit about it. I know they do it every year right there, Heritage Park. I know it's right there in town under the pavilion when you come into Williston.
Mm-hmm.
My understanding is it's growing more and more every year. I know the guy, Bill Foster, that is helping promote that thing. Sounds like he puts on some pretty quality events, to my knowledge, right? So I'm actually pretty excited to see what it's all about.
And so what do you do as a judge? What are you eating?
I don't know yet. I guess I'll find out when I get there. I know it's all bacon based.
It's something about bacon, yeah.
That's right, bacon based.
And so that's kind of cool. You get to go back to Williston and be a judge and check it out.
Most exciting part, right? To get to be part of home, right? Everything I've done's kept me a little bit away from home. This is the first time I've been able to be back to be part of that, get to, see all the familiar faces, right?
That's what we want you. We want you to be out there and having fun and introducing yourself to people and spreading that Meldon Law gospel, for lack of a better word, right? All right. So we got, how much time do we have left? Are we 2 more minutes? Okay. We got a couple minutes left. Is there anything, you want to talk about in terms of, I know you were at the public defender's office and you worked for, did some personal injury for a while. You came back here, right now, Law is focused in on criminal defense. He is going to be working his butt off on making sure that our clients are getting top-notch representation. I can tell you the resources that we have in Gainesville are second to none. We've got six trial lawyers that have all tried cases and criminal cases in our office. I don't think that there's many that have that. So the benefit is that we have, we can, get a mind meld and figure out what we need to do.
I've done, this is going to be the third place I've done criminal defense work, and I don't think I've ever had the support staff I've got now.
Yeah.
Ever. Anywhere.
Well, we want to make sure that you are able to continue to represent our clients the way that our reputation is. And,
absolutely.
And it, what we've learned is that it's really important to hire the best and the brightest. And we think we have that. We know we have that here with Lot Bullock. So we got about 15 seconds left. Lot, do you want to say anything before we leave? Any words of wisdom or anything?
Not much.
All right.
If y'all ever need anything, give us a call. Go Gators.
There you go. Go Gators. All right, guys.
Hi, this is Attorney Jeffrey Meldon. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we look forward to Law Talk Live for you next week. And go Gators!